This is Day to Day. In a few minutes on this World AIDS Day, we'll hear about a new plan for coping with the epidemic in South Africa. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. First to Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez is trading oil for health care. He's giving Cuba a deal on oil in exchange for Cuban doctors to work in new clinics for the poor in Venezuela. Meanwhile, Venezuelan doctors complain they are underpaid and work in neglected public hospitals. From Caracas, Jens Eric Gould prepared this report.
It's called the War Hospital. Pérez de León is a public hospital in Petare, one of Caracas's most dangerous areas. Nightly victims of gang violence in nearby barrios fill the 100-bed facility. Sometimes doctors tend to patients on the floor because there aren't enough gurneys. Tonight a woman brought in a colleague who suffered a deep head wound. Doctors say they lack the means to treat him. They don't even have soap. Angry, she stomps out of the hospital screaming without giving her name.
Here in Pérez de León, they're incapable of even stitching up a sick person. He's injured, and here they won't attend to him, simply because they don't have anything to suture him with.
Dr. Franco Mayo, an assistant traumatologist at the hospital, copes with his frustration by kidding around with his fellow doctors. When asked how many patients his hospital can tend to at once, he chuckles and says none. But he is only half kidding. Dr. Mayo runs through a laundry list of out-of-stock supplies. They're out of an important anesthetic. There are no compresses or, as the night drags on, stitches either. Patients have to buy these things themselves if they want treatment. But across town, Gladys Garcia has a dramatically different experience. After noticing unusual lesions on her skin and being denied treatment by a private hospital because she couldn't pay, she turned to a 2-year-old free healthcare clinic.
Before, you had to go to a hospital. On several occasions, they treated me badly. Today, no. Thanks to our president, who had this initiative to form Barrio Adentro, we get very good attention from Venezuelan and Cuban doctors.
Barrio Adentro, Spanish for inside the neighborhood, is part of a series of programs instituted by President Hugo Chavez, in which he uses oil trade to provide free or discount services to low-income Venezuelans. Several patients sit in the waiting room of this red brick clinic, one of thousands that dot poor neighborhoods across the country. Under Barrio Adentro, tens of thousands of Cuban doctors are brought to work in Venezuela in exchange for Venezuelan oil to Cuba under preferential terms. While patients praise the program because it gives treatment for free, 24 hours a day, and closer to home, critics say public hospitals are paying the price.
Public hospitals depend on the state.
Dr. Federico Jané of the Venezuelan Medical Federation.
What is the administration's excuse for equipping the Barrio Adentro clinics and not equipping Venezuelan hospitals? Why this discrimination?
Jané says the government shouldn't pay doctors from Cuba when Venezuelan doctors at public hospitals barely make $300 a month. But Chavez says he is not ignoring public hospitals. He says he knows they're in bad shape, but he blames this on previous governments.
The hospital problem is very deep. It's a real cancer, and it was aggravated by previous governments' decisions to decentralize health care. There was no national health system. Now there will be one.
Chavez has said he wants to make the country's nearly 300 public hospitals the flagships of Venezuela's healthcare system. Last year, he announced an $111 million plan to upgrade 79 hospitals by the end of this year. But doctors at Pérez de León in Petare say they are disillusioned with the government's promises for better hospitals. Manuel Rosales, who is campaigning against the favored Chavez in the run-up to elections on December 3rd, has promised to create a network of large hospitals and give doctors more equipment.
Today we begin the route to hope, to national reconstruction, the fight for a better Venezuela, for the rescue and improvement of our institutions.
But with employees at Pérez de León still referring to it as a war hospital, whoever wins the election will certainly have his work cut out. For NPR News, I'm Jens Eric Gould in Caracas.